number three of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Julia's here with us. Sorry about that. Try again.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Julia joining us for the remainder of the program, and you can join us on the phones at 800-259-9231. So last hour, we were talking about the Michael Phelps situation. He has lost his contract with Kellogg's, and he's lost his contract with some other organization as well. And, of course, he must
Subway.
Subway, that's what it was, yeah. And so he must have thought, and his handlers or whatever, his management team, must have thought that they'd be able to save their skin if they just came crawling out to a podium and had him apologize. Oh, I'm so sorry for being caught smoking marijuana.
You know, it's here's the thing. I don't know how many of his sponsors have left and how many have stayed, but if he kept one and that sponsorship is for $500,000 a year and he manages to keep it for a few more years, isn't it worth it to him for $2 million to say, I'm sorry?
Wait, what? What was your question? I'm sorry.
If he managed to keep one sponsor, and that sponsor was worth $500,000 a year, and he held on to them for, you know, the next 4 years, a result of him saying, I'm sorry, isn't he benefited, isn't he motivated to say I'm sorry?
Okay, but he's lost, let's say, $3 million in sponsors.
He's already lost it. Where would he have gotten it by saying?
Who is to say, Mark, that he would have lost all his sponsors had he just had some courage and said, hey, I smoke pot?
He's not. But, you know, if I were Michael Phelps sitting here, I'd say, shut up, punk. Go out and smoke a joint in front of the police station.
I will. Give me some time, okay? We'll get
do
to
it
that.
Now. I didn't get to pick my time, punk. Go do it.
Well, he let somebody take a picture of him. He didn't have to do that.
He didn't do that as a civil disobedience. I recall, the picture was taken from sort of behindish, wasn't it?
Look, I don't know. They showed his face.
It seemed like it was a profile picture. I don't remember. Somebody sent it to me, and I don't remember.
So anyway, we're going to get to another story here from The Onion that I think really puts all this in kind of a fun light. But first, we go to Jim in Rhode Island. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just found this website from the Campaign for Liberty, and I was listening to a few shows now. And if you don't mind, I'd like to give you a little free plug on the Free State Project and ask your opinion on something.
Sure.
Well, I think it's an awesome idea you guys got going on and bringing everybody to a central location. And I've been to New Hampshire quite a few times. It's a beautiful, beautiful state. And I just want to ask your opinion. Now, I'm a local business owner here in Rhode Island.
Okay.
And we're going on about 40 years of operation, so I kind of have some commitments going on.
You're established. Got it.
Right. I want to ask him both of your opinions for someone like me who can't just, like, get up and leave, but, you know, would like to commit to something, a project like this. You know, someone who's pretty frustrated that the Liberty Movement isn't gaining, you know, a lot of ground on a national level anyway. What do you guys think are the most effective methods to get out and get involved in this thing?
Well, specifically the Free State Project or the Liberty Movement?
No, I'm talking about the Free State Project. I've been involved in the Liberty Movement on a national level for a little while now, but...
You've been frustrated by the lack of results from the national level liberty stuff?
Right. I think it made great strides with the you know, the whole Ron Paul movement during this presidential race, and I think it's going pretty big places now. But I would really like to get involved on a local level, and I think the Free State Project is something I would like to commit to.
Well, let me say, first and foremost, that I feel your pain. I have been there. I understand the frustration with the national level. The Libertarian Party, for instance, is a shadow of its former self. It's absolutely in shambles, and it's awful. It's not even close to being the party of principle anymore. And, of course, the think tanks are out there doing their good work, but are they really doing much to actually advance liberty in our lifetime? I don't know. They're certainly educating people, and they're useful at what they're doing. But if you want to focus in your efforts on what's happening in New England, Hampshire, and I don't know how familiar you are with what's going on up here. I don't know if you're aware that hundreds of people have already moved here as part of the Free State Project. I'm not sure if you're familiar with many of the things that have sprouted up as a result of those people moving here, like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a great organization that's doing some amazing things in the realm of the political. I'm not sure if you've heard of the CD Evolution Fund, which we talked about earlier in the show tonight, which is encouraging more civil disobedience. So I guess it really kind of depends on the style of activism that's most exciting to you, or the kind of activism you'd want to get behind.
Right, right. All those sound like great things. I'm kind of becoming more and more aware of the activism that's going on in New Hampshire as time goes along. But here in Rhode Island, we don't really have that big of a liberty movement going on. It's a very democratic state, and there's not very much excitement going on here. But how about like monetarily wise, and also do you guys have like any kind of national events where you gather people from all over nationally for any time of year?
Yes, as a matter of fact, two of those events per year, the Free State Project puts on the Liberty Forum, which is happening coming up in early March. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get more information about that. Plus, they also do the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which happens in the middle, right in the middle of summer, or I guess early summer. And that's the difference between the two events is the Liberty Forum is more of a convention style atmosphere. It happens in a hotel over a weekend, whereas the Porcupine Freedom Festival is more of a longer weekend up at a kind of an outdoors campground style. So
it's much
more relaxed, casual atmosphere. So you can pick and choose between one or both of those and come out and see us. We usually broadcast live from both of those occasions. The Liberty Forum coming up again in early March. So that's a great opportunity to get up here and meet some of these activists that are up here really with the boots on the ground and doing the activism. But as far as what your question is how you can get involved monetarily, obviously, is the best way to do anything if you're not in New Hampshire. And I would make a few suggestions here, and I'll let Julia and Mark chime in if they've got anything additional. But clearly, I'm going to push for my things first. Free Talk Live, we've got the AMP program. It's $3 a month, and it allows you to help us spread this show to more stations. I mean, which isn't necessarily just a New Hampshire thing. We could end up getting on stations in Rhode Island, for instance. That's money that we take and reinvest into this show. And since the Free State Project is an advertiser of ours and we're huge fans of it, putting money into Free Talk Live is by proxy essentially helping spread the idea of the Free State Project all at the same time. Of course, I'm sure the Free State Project would be happy to take your funds. I know they're doing advertising on Facebook right now. They're targeting specific states on Facebook. And apparently they've been having some success. I know they're also advertising on the Lou Rockwell podcast, and they've been having some success with that also. So I'm sure they would be happy to take some funds from
they're getting sign-ups at a rate faster than they have ever since I've been a member.
So there's a couple places right there. So to Free Talk Live and the Free State Project. We also have a local group here in the Keene area, freekeene.com. It's a blog site that I've launched. It's got a bunch of different bloggers on it from in the area, and it focuses on Keene area activism, which is different from the rest of the state because the Keene area tends to attract the more voluntarist kind of activist. Somebody who's more of an outside of the system activist is tended to attracted to this area. So if you want to support some of that kind of activism, freekeene.com might be a good place to go for that.
Now, how long have you guys been involved?
Have we been involved with the Free State Project?
Correct, right.
I myself have been a member, I think, since 2003. Mark, you probably signed up not too long after that.
Not too long after.
And Julia, when did you join up?
2005.
So for a little while, and we moved up here in
2006.
It was September of 2006 is when we made the move. So we've been
highly enjoying it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it's a beautiful state. I visit there quite a few times a year, but I will definitely probably attend those two events that you mentioned, and I'll probably take you up on the AMP offer likewise. And I appreciate you guys taking the call.
Yeah, yep. Don't delay on the Liberty Forum. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum when you get off the phone with us here, because you want to get signed up for that as soon as possible. They're going to run out of hotel rooms at some point.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the 15th, the hotel room rate is only guaranteed till the 15th.
And a special rate?
If you use code 2009FTL, when you get your tickets for the forum, not the hotel, then you'll get a 10% off.
All right?
Okay. Well,
thank you for the
good
call tonight. Really appreciate you being out there and look forward to seeing you at the Liberty Forum. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We look forward to seeing you at the Liberty Forum. Hopefully you can come up and see us there. More coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute, designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on 2 decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy to follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you. Ooh,
and Mark.
I'm bad at this.
And Julia.
And Mark. All right, so yeah, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
More than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com, create your will or living trust, or even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com. I've used it. It is fast and easy. LegalZoom.com.
All right. So somebody sent me an article, since we're talking about the whole Michael Phelps controversy, which really shouldn't have been a controversy. He should have stood up like a man and admitted to what it was that he did and been proud of it. And that could have really caused some interesting discussions.
I see that that sort of experience. I imagine while at first it would feel really terrible, there are plenty of people that smoke pot in this country. There are plenty of people who know people that smoke pot in this country.
Absolutely.
And are okay with people smoking pot. And I see that as a great opportunity to really be able to deliver a message that it's due time's been delivered by somebody who has standing. I mean, he's an Olympic.
He was the hero. He was the Olympic hero of the 2008 Olympics. I mean, he was the one that won the most gold medals.
So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that he has a potential for financial loss. I mean, if you were Michael Phelps and you had the choice of not working for the rest of your life or working for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
Honestly, I don't see it that way. I see, obviously, he's going to lose some sponsors. But
and he did.
New
and
ones might pop up. People who say, man, this guy has balls. There have to be people who have companies out there that smoke pot, right?
High Times.
Great. How much do you think?
I'm just saying, when one door closes, another one opens, and I really don't feel like it's the end of the world. And the guy probably has a decent amount of money, right?
Maybe, maybe not. You know how Americans are with spending to their income.
Okay.
I don't know how much money he has, and you know, you don't. Once you're Michael Phelps, do you need to hire bodyguards? I don't know anything about
his life. I hardly doubt that Kellogg's, if he says sorry, is going to say okay. That you know, they took a position, and I'm pretty sure they're intending on standing up.
Kellogg's. I'm not going to let him go with this. Anyway, he slices it.
I don't
Kellogg's
know
is a very
so come out
company.
And say, you know, screw you, Kellogg's. I don't care. And deliver a message that I don't know.
I agree that Michael Phelps would have been the best choice to do this. If one got to choose. It's, however, not my life.
Any of them would be good choices.
I agree with that.
Any celebrity that gets busted for smoking pot would be a good
Michael
choice.
Phelps is a celebrity based on his athletic prowess, and that makes him superior to Dionne Warwick.
Why?
Because he is, because part of the concern about marijuana is that it's bad for your health, that it destroys your lung capacity and things like that.
Ah, yes.
So,
well, you need lung capacity to sing.
Dionne Warwick is not the equivalent of a 12 gold medal winner. Michael Phelps is the best MFing swimmer the world has ever known, just like the article said.
You're
I'm only quoting
He is an ideal spokesperson.
He is the ideal person. I will agree with that. However, it is not my life, and we don't know. We have no idea. We can speculate as to whether or not Kellogg's had taken back or somebody else would have stepped in or all those other things. But, you know, terms like cowardly bother me.
Yeah, he's cowardly.
Well, then you're a coward, too, for not going in front of the police department and smoking a joint right now. I double dog dare you.
Saying that you smoke marijuana and smoking marijuana out in public are two different things.
Well, the fact
there was
is
just a picture of him. I'm not saying that he should go stand in front of the police station tomorrow and smoke a joint.
And because Michael Phelps has more to lose, Ian doesn't have anything to lose. He's not going to lose any sponsors based on it. So put something on the line, put your money where your mouth is, your big fat flapping mouth, and go out there and do something, tough guy.
I'm not quite sure how that even ties into this situation.
You're
Mark.
Calling Michael Phelps a coward.
Yeah, I'm calling him a coward for not standing up and admitting what it was that he was doing and standing tall about it. Instead, he cowers and he backs down and he apologizes. I have not apologized for smoking marijuana.
You haven't gone out and taken any steps.
He didn't either. He got caught smoking marijuana.
Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about here.
He got caught smoking marijuana.
Right. And he would have been a really great choice for, you know, pot activism. He could have really
changed things. I've admitted to smoking marijuana on this show, Mark.
Admitting to smoking marijuana. You don't have the celebrity and you don't have the things to lose. I'm suggesting a way that you could put something on the line. Michael Phelps had something on the line, whether you like it or not.
Well, many of these celebrities don't have as much to lose as Michael Phelps.
Dionne Warwick wouldn't have had as much to lose. She got busted in the airport,
right?
You know, a few years ago.
Isn't she? Did you just say she's a musician?
She was.
Well,
she's not really.
Smokes pot, and most people are okay with that.
Likely. I think in Dionne Warwick's case, though, she was caught with it, and so she was trying to set a legal case up where she was, I don't know how that got in there. And so she had something on the line there, which is conviction. And the fact is, you know.
When is the right time going to be, though, Mark? I mean, when is the perfect situation going to establish
itself?
This was
it. This was the perfect situation.
But you're saying it wasn't perfect because he had too much on the line.
I'm saying he's a coward.
You're saying it wasn't perfect because he had too much on the line.
I'm saying it is perfect. He's not a coward, though, for choosing not to go for it. That's all I'm saying.
You don't think that he could have made it even if he had admitted to this? You don't think that he could have gone in a different direction with his life and been successful in another way?
Yes, I do, but I think
he would have been a hero.
I think he would have had to have done it in certain manners. Like, he could have opened a Michael Phelps fast food chain or Michael Phelps, Chili's or something like that, like many of these guys have done, and then made a lot of money. They'll lend their name to a restaurant or something like that and manage to make stuff happen. But, you know,
he could have gone in with Tommy Chong and made some bongs.
Yeah. Michael Phelps roach clips aren't going to go anywhere. I'm sorry. I mean, there's just no money in marijuana. High Times.
What do you mean there's no money in marijuana? Where have you been?
Well, there's no money. What are you talking about?
There's plenty of money in marijuana.
Oh, you think Michael Phelps should buy Bales and sell QPs? Come on, man. I mean, wake up. High Times isn't going to do anything for him. The Mexican cartels aren't going to get it. Hire him on as a sponsor. He just had a lot to lose. And I refuse to call the man a coward in that respect. Do I think it was a great opportunity? I do. I feel it. But I'm not going to call the guy a coward. No. I'm not willing to put anything on the line either.
Well, I think it is cowardly because if you don't put something on the line, then he had something on the line, and since he backed down from that, he was cowardly. If he had gone ahead and been honest with himself and everybody else about what marijuana is all about how he's successful despite the fact that he smokes marijuana, that would have been a courageous thing to do. If he doesn't have courage, then he must be a coward.
No, it doesn't stand that way. There is the middle ground of being normal, because there's
cowardly, in my opinion.
To be normal is cowardly?
In this particular case, anything other than standing up for your belief system.
Here's what
is cowardly
is. You idealistic individual. Here's what cowardly is. Rolling over on your dope dealer so you could get out of it, and hopefully, if Kellogg's would have said, roll on your dope dealer, we'll give you the thing back, that's give you the sponsorship back, that would be cowardly.
That's a pretty normal thing to do. Lots of people roll over on their dealer.
I'm sorry, that would, in my mind, be cowardly.
However, that would be cowardly. That would be worse than cowardly. That would be being a snitch.
What he did to be absolutely normal.
Snitching is lower than cowardice. 800-259-9231. Julia, was he a coward?
What?
Was he a coward or not?
I'm kind of somewhere in between you. I see what Mark's saying.
All right. More coming up. You can bring up anything. How do you feel about it? Was Phelps a coward, or did he do the right thing, or something else
entirely? It's not what I would have done.
Free Talk Live.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for a free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And is Ian here with you?
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website.
Right.
I did get it right this time. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. That's AdamEve.com. As we go to your phone calls here, and we'll talk first to Michael in Utah. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Michael in Utah?
Mark, Ian, and Julia, you guys, thank you for putting on such a fantastic show, first of all.
No problem, dude. What's on your mind?
A couple of things. I wanted to talk about Michael Phelps really quick. I think that Michael Phelps, I personally think it's unfair to call him a coward, and here's why. He did something that, me personally, let's say, if I were to come out to a bunch of people that know me and a bunch of people that, you know, shop at the business where I work and things like that and say, yeah, you know what? You guys probably don't like it, but I did. I smoked pot before. I do smoke pot now. That wouldn't make me as nervous as going into competition in front of billions of people and diving into a pool and trying to outperform everybody else that was there with me.
So you're saying he's courageous just because he swims?
Well, no, I don't think he's courageous because he swims, and it's not like he just swims. I mean, the guy, his entire life is dedicated to doing that, and it's a courageous thing to do, to dedicate your entire life and all of your time where you could be making some other income and banking on something else, working out for you, something like swimming. Not necessarily that that's what makes him brave, but it just that I'm trying to show, I guess, and illustrate that there's a difference in your values, whereas you value the principles that you've been standing up for so long.
Sure.
He much more values the outcome of all of this time and effort and energy that he's put into his swimming career, and this is his big payoff for all of that effort. And, you know, that's what he values. So, I mean, both you guys are playing for your values at the same level, and really it's hard to point the finger and say I'm more right than you because my values are different.
I'd say that's a fair observation. His values are to continue in his career uninterrupted or try to minimize the damage so he can keep doing what he was doing. And I understand that point, but I still think it's pathetic that he wouldn't stand up for himself.
I actually do, too. Now that I've said my piece about that, I actually feel the same way, and I was very disappointed and threw my hands up when I saw the cover of Newsweek at the check stand at the grocery store, and it just was so disappointing.
You can't really be disappointed by it because, as Mark said, it is normal. I mean, when these celebrities get caught in these situations, they always, every single time will apologize or claim it wasn't there. So while this was the ideal situation, there were other ideal situations in the past that could have been helpful to the legalization movement, and nobody ever wants to stand up for themselves. And it's just kind of more of the same, but you're right, it was still a little disappointing.
Yeah, and actually, at least we have that as evidence now. At least it's something that you can point to and say, hey, Michael Phelps smokes pot, and he's the
best
swimmer in the world.
That's right. You can't take that away. Absolutely right.
That's right. The other thing that I wanted to bring up, and I apologize, I caught just the end of the show. I'm sorry if this already came up, and I know you probably don't want to talk about it forever, but the law of attraction. We're listening to a podcast the other day, and there was a gentleman that called up and was very much against the law of attraction and had brought up, I wrote it down. His name was Dan. He brought up things like, what if Jack had cancer? You know, what about the kids that live their lives in pain and things like that? And I just wanted to all those people that are skeptical about that kind of thing, I just wanted to bring to their attention, maybe not necessarily in defense of the law of attraction, but just something to keep in mind that really a life full of with a lot of suffering. You brought up, you know, the measure of how do you tell good from bad if there is no bad.
Mm-hmm.
And really a life full of suffering is still, you still have the moments where the suffering takes a back seat, and there's something that in everybody's life that is worth living for. And to really look at somebody's life and to be nothing but angry, even that anger, even if you have a life full of suffering and anger and all the things are supposed to be so bad, is it really that bad? Because it's something. It's an emotion. It's a feeling. It's something that, I mean, you know, physical pain is just, it's your nerve sensors, the same way that cold is, the same way that hot is, the same way that your body tells you that anything is going on. It's the same with pain. And I think that people get too wrapped up and too absorbed in, there's emotional frustration or there's physical pain, because it's just another one of the many emotions and one of the many senses that we have, and they're all awesome. So.
Thank you, Michael, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We'll talk to the Smoking Vegan in California. Smoking Vegan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Mark, Ian, the lovely Julia.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello there.
So I had a quick question for Mark.
Yes.
He's a new parent. Well, kind of a new parent. I'm a new parent. I've got about a five-month-old.
Congratulations.
And the question is this. If you had a PTA member, perhaps even a teacher, who got up and stood or maybe was convicted of a crime like smoking weed, how would you feel about that?
Personally, I wouldn't. I personally would not have a problem with it. I just wouldn't. You know, my next door neighbor was in Florida. Was this guy who was, he must have been in his late 50s, early 60s. One night he gets busted on his either just on his way home somehow with marijuana, with like a joint. You know, some old guy, and you know, could he have babysat my kid? Yeah, sure, he sure could have. I mean, this was just a good guy in general, and you know, to me it just doesn't mean anything. Weed to me is the same as alcohol, and
Only not as bad.
Yeah, it's not as bad as alcohol. But I try to look at them. I try to look at it the same. The only thing wrong with weed is that it's illegal.
Oh, did we lose him? Sounded like we lost him right there,
sounded
sir.
Like a click.
Okay. You know, see, since he brought up teachers getting caught with marijuana, I can actually recall there was a story that happened while I was in high school at Pineview down in Sarasota. One of the science teachers was caught with marijuana plants growing in his back shed. And this guy was probably the best science teacher at the school. I mean, he was so popular amongst the kids. He was one of those teachers that all the kids raved about, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he was that good of a teacher.
And those are really hard to find in public schools.
Yeah. So he was fun. His classes were entertaining. One of the things he was known for was the genitalia coloring contests he would do for the genitalia chapter in biology or whatever. That he would have printouts of the penis and the vagina and you know all the internal parts and everything, and he'd have the kids color them for prizes. And obviously that was somewhat of a a controversial thing, but nonetheless, it was something that was, I guess, allowed to continue.
Well, you have to stare at the pictures in the book and memorize the names.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. So anyway, this guy who was really an original teacher, quite a notable individual, was of course vilified for the fact that he had marijuana plants growing. And I believe that.
What color did you color your penis?
You know what? I don't recall. It was in sixth grade, Mark. Uh-huh. Anyway, So this guy got caught with marijuana plants. I think it was one of his neighbors that snitched him out or something like that. And he was using the plants for medicinal purposes, actually. And what ended up happening to him was there was enough of an outcry, I guess, to keep him. I think there were kind of two sides to the story where some parents were upset. Teacher smoking pot, that's bad. And then there were some people who said, this is the best science teacher you have at the school. What are you considering doing, taking him off your payroll? So what they ended up doing was demoting him to like a janitorial position or something like that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
At another school. But he ended up coming back later and actually was reinstated as a full-on teacher a few years later. So he ended up coming back.
That's so sad.
It's sad. I agree, but
it could have been worse for him.
Though. This was the early '90s, and things weren't as advanced as they are today. And I can kind of see that, you know, how they would have chosen to do what they did. It doesn't sound like the worst thing they could have done.
Right. Well, what I'm pointing out here is that in a situation like that, because there was some support for him, because he wasn't groveling, he did not grovel and beg. Essentially, he said, "Look, you know, this is medical marijuana plant. I need this." And he stood up for himself, and he got taken down, demoted for a little while, but then he was back. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com
Safety.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Stop wasting your time with everything you are trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you'll be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough in scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, by the way, one of the ways you can help support this program is you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com, getting a whole list of things you can do to help get this show into more ears around the world. That's promote.freetalklive.com. So here's a story in relation to this whole Michael Phelps situation, and leave it to the folks at The Onion to have an interesting riff on things like this. And actually, in reality, this story is over a decade old. Someone sent me this link to this, and The Onion is so great at doing stories that are just timeless. It's even though it was written 12 years ago, it's still just as poignant as today as it was back then. Headline, National DEA Chief, Winners Occasionally Use Drugs. Washington, D.C., in a surprise announcement with wide-ranging implications for U.S. narcotics policy, Drug Enforcement Administration Director Thomas Constantine acknowledged Monday that some winners may occasionally use drugs. Apparently, said Constantine, addressing reporters at Justice Department headquarters, contrary to the DEA's longstanding conviction, drug use may not be limited solely to the domain of losers. It appears that some successful Americans have experimented with illegal narcotics as well. The announcement was a result of a comprehensive three-year DEA study of more than 40,000 U.S. winners, including thousands of successful business executives, doctors, lawyers, scientists, and civic leaders. The study, originally designed by the DEA to help shed light on the qualities shared by winners that make them resistant to drugs, instead revealed that over 71% of winners had at one time or another experimented with controlled substances.
This isn't some winners, and this isn't occasionally.
Wait, what do you mean?
I guess it is some winners, in that it's the majority of winners.
Well, no. Now, how would the
most winners?
Yes, but how would the DEA spin that? I mean, if the DEA had a study that came back that said that 71% of winners had at one time or another experimented with controlled substances, they're not going to come out and say most.
No, they'd
winners.
Say only losers use drugs ever, and they would obscure the way the government always does with the statistics, obscure the way that the results came out.
Of course, this is the Onion, so all of this is satire. Nonetheless, we continue. So Constantine said that it remains unclear why winners who enjoy successful, productive careers and feelings of love and acceptance from their families would choose to engage in drug use. Time and time again, DEA tests have shown that no feeling you could get from drugs could be better than the great feeling you get from being a winner, said Constantine. Why, a heart surgeon, an architect, or a straight-A student would use drugs when his senses are already enormously heightened by the high that comes from being a winner is beyond me. Making drug use.
I love how they include civic leaders as
though they're winners.
As though they're winners.
Making drug use by winners all the more puzzling, Constantine said, is the fact that winners are more than strong enough to resist the peer pressure associated with drug use. Do not need to get high to escape from a terrible life, and do not associate with the sort of people most likely to use drugs, namely losers. DEA scientists said it also remains unclear how drug-using winners have managed to avoid addiction and the many well-known destructive side effects of controlled substances. Winners seem to have an unknown quality that enables them to use drugs and keep on winning. DEA head researcher and narcotics expert Howard Tobin said, it goes against everything we know about drugs. But many of the drug-taking winners we study did not, in fact, become losers. They did not lose control of their lives, nor did they lose their loved ones, their jobs, their homes, or their physical or mental well-being. There is clearly something at work here that we still do not understand. Which, of course, the reality is there are millions of responsible drug users around this country, many of whom would certainly be considered winners and have no problems whatsoever using drugs and going to work the next day.
I think my favorite example is Rush Limbaugh with the oxycodone. Or
he
whatever.
Was high at work.
I mean, somehow he managed to take these pain pills, pharmaceutical morphine, every day, and who knows how, like a lot. He was taking a lot.
Well, didn't they contribute to his deafness? Wasn't that something?
I don't think so.
Claim that? I don't know.
It may be. I mean, you know, somebody knows better than I, certainly. But he's my favorite story. And then, of course, you could point out that the last three presidents have all used drugs. And, you know, the idea, yeah, absolutely. Drugs, like alcohol, can get out of hand. Some drugs more so than others. But many people manage to do these things and have productive lives.
What I find, like, insulting is, I mean, are there really people out there that suggest that you cannot be good at what you do if you smoke marijuana on your downtime?
There must be people. I mean, certainly the drug warrior types out there believe those things.
They must just be such jerks about it that no one they know would dare admit to smoking marijuana around them.
Right, because they would ostracize them immediately.
Right.
And
I don't understand. I just do not absolutely believe that anybody out there doesn't know someone who smokes marijuana.
Yeah, there are
the
so
United
many of them
States
you'd have
definitely
to know.
And
right. Whether you know about them smoking is the only question.
So I don't know. It disgusts me that people are really just that intolerant, especially because most of the people I know that are so intolerant about it
drink
every night.
Tobin cited the five-time Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys as a good example of winners who achieved greatness while engaging in frequent recreational drug use. In 1993 and 1994, the Cowboys clearly were winners, trouncing the Buffalo Bills, a team with no drug users on its roster, mind you, in two straight Super Bowls by a combined score of 82-30, Tobin said. It's puzzling, to say the least. One winner, Cupertino, California neurosurgeon Richard Frankel, a devoted family man and casual marijuana smoker, said the DEA should not necessarily be surprised. He says, I find that a little pot every now and then really helps me relax. When you consider that marijuana is less addictive and less harmful than both nicotine and alcohol, it shouldn't be all that surprising that I, like so many of my esteemed and accomplished colleagues, choose to smoke up occasionally. As a result of the study, the DEA has been forced to change many of its anti-drug awareness campaigns. On Tuesday, the agency ordered the recall of more than 150,000 U.S. video arcade games displaying the anti-drug messages, including 27,000 Mortal Kombat 2 and NARC units, which will be reprogrammed with an altered on-screen message from former FBI Director William Sessions saying, "Very few winners use drugs." 800-259-9231. Wait, what do you mean?
Very few winners use drugs.
You think a lot of winners use drugs?
I do.
I don't know what winners
including
are.
Including alcohol. Well, yeah, I'm...
There's, you know, the idea, the majority of people, and certainly your generation, my generation, have used marijuana at some point or another, and to be able...
It's hard for me to count people that don't.
Or haven't.
Yeah. To support the idea that those people would have to face the full brunt of the law, that somebody would have to face the full brunt of the law just when it could have been them. You know, if you've smoked a joint one time, you deserve the punishment of possession of marijuana.
If it's so bad.
Right. And if you support those people being punished in that way, you should go turn yourself in.
Toll-free number.
Would
here
you be
you?
Better off?
800-259-9231. Who could honestly say yes to that? Who could honestly say that their son or daughter would be better off had they spent 5 years in prison for possession
well,
of marijuana?
Well, the people who stopped smoking marijuana, they learned their lesson. So maybe it's about time that everyone else...
Yours.
Yeah, maybe I should learn my lesson.
Well, you know, a lesson was taught recently in Illinois where a rural jury, according to Reality Catcher at Blogspot, has found one of their peers innocent in a marijuana case that otherwise would have sent him to prison. Lauren Swift was charged with possession of marijuana with intent to deliver and faced a mandatory minimum of 6 years behind bars. However, the jurors nullified the verdict. Several jurors were seen shaking his hand after the verdict. A couple of them were talking and laughing with both he and his lawyer. The 59-year-old was arrested after officers from a drug task force found 25 pounds of pot and 50 pounds of growing plants in his home in 2007. The Vietnam veteran walks with a cane, has bad knees and feet, and says he uses marijuana to relieve body pain as well as to cope with post-traumatic stress. The jury exercised their right of jury nullification. Judges and prosecutors never tell you this, but when you serve on a jury, it's not just the defendant on trial, it's the law as well. If you don't like the law and think applying it in this case would be unjust, you don't have to find the defendant guilty, even if evidence clearly indicates guilt. And we talked about jury nullification a lot on this program. If you'd like to learn more about it, you can go to FIJA.org. That's the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org. But apparently, there's not much detail in this particular case as to how it was the juror ended up coming to this conclusion. Normally, if you're going to nullify, you have to be very, very quiet about the fact that you know about nullification and you can't share that information with your fellow jurors. But in this case, they acquitted this guy. So somehow the whole jury
full-on acquitted
this guy.
Wow. Hung jury.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't know what the real story was behind the scenes. Maybe there were some FIJA activists out there leafleting the courthouse or something like that. But pretty awesome news, and hopefully we'll see more of this happening around the country. That would put a real quick end to the war on drugs. If they couldn't convict anybody, it's Beanie in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.